Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today, we're going to be continuing our trivia from all over the country. We covered the Midwest trivia. That's kind of like our backyard. And we're going to travel over to the East Coast. And so we're going to be doing some East Coast family trivia. Now, this... just so we're like kind of clear and making sure that we are covering the right stuff. The East Coast, we're going to kind of mainly kind of focus up in the Northeast. All right. So like kind of like the New England area, the Pennsylvania, New York, up in there. And then we'll get more of the Southeast in another episode. So just wanted to make sure the lad knows and everybody else knows that we are kind of focusing mainly on the Northeast when we do this. In the East Coast. Does that make sense for you, bud?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, if you're just joining us for the first time, or if you're coming back, we just wanted to take a quick moment to let you know how this podcast works. We've got three rounds of trivia coming at you, five questions in each round. And as each round goes by, the questions will get more and more difficult. This first round of the easiest questions, we call this round...
The Trivia Tots.
So here we go. East Coast Trivia, Trivia Tots, question one. Which East Coast city is known for being home to the Liberty Bell?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is a state... which East Coast city? There you go. Philadelphia is correct. Yes, the Liberty Bell, or sorry, not the Liberty Bell, the Liberty Bell. Did you know that it cracked the first time that it rang after its arrival in Philadelphia? That was like the first thing that like it cracked right away. And it's a pretty famous crack. They put in a big railroad spike kind of thing into it to keep the crack from expanding too much more. But yeah. Question number two. Which Disney princess lived under the sea along the East Coast in her animated movie?
Ariel?
Ariel? From what movie? Do you remember?
Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid is correct. Ariel from The Little Mermaid is fantastic. Yes, this so they kind of took inspiration from New England's rocky coastlines when they made it, but there's not like a specific, or at least I don't think so, a specific city mentioned in The Little Mermaid. I think it's just East Coast, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Question number three. What sport are the New England Patriots famous for?
Football.
The NFL is correct. So yeah, they kind of, the team goes back to honor their the region's Revolutionary War heritage by calling the team the Patriots. I don't know. I'm not too fond of the Patriots. I don't know how you feel about it, but they won too much for a really long time.
Six Super Bowls. And then there's another one. The Steelers, and they're tied with six.
Sure.
Which is also really sad because they're both AFC teams.
Mm-hmm.
Packers only have four.
But that's Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Super Bowl, like, but the Packers actually have the record if you count the championships that occurred before the Super Bowl occurred. That's why we're called Title Town.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, so all
we
of the...
we also kind of did three-peat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of those championships that happened before they called it the Super Bowl were, like, most of them were Green Bay. It's kind of fun. Question number four. What popular TV show set in New York features six friends and a coffee shop?
That could be anything.
Take a guess. Six friends At a coffee shop.
Friends.
Friends is correct. I don't know what else I had to do there.
Sorry, I don't... The reason I didn't get that right away is because I don't watch Friends.
Well, no. It's an older TV show, so yeah, your age group wouldn't have watched it.
And one of
it.
The greatest shows of all time, though.
It ran for a really long time. Question 5. What ocean borders the East Coast?
The Atlantic.
The Atlantic Ocean is correct. Very good. And that's going to do it for our first 5 questions. The lad's kicking butt so far, doing great. 5 for 5. These questions have been pretty easy, though, so far, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to make the difficulty a little more hard, and we're going to call these questions...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question number 6. What's the food-based nickname for the East Coast city of Boston?
I don't know.
You don't know. They're the musical fruit.
The singing bananas.
No, not the singing bananas. No. You never heard Beans, the musical fruit?
Oh.
No. So, yes. Boston is known as Bean Town. That's like its famous nickname, Bean Town. The name comes from the colonial era baked beans that they used molasses to sweeten them with. But yeah, that was kind of like the area was known for baked beans at the time. So like Boston baked beans are a thing. You've never heard Bean Town before?
No.
No. Well, now you have. And knowing's half the battle. Question 7. What seafood soup dish is often associated with New England?
Clam chowder.
Clam chowder is correct. Yeah, so did you know that there's kind of like 2 different kinds of chowder, clam chowder?
No.
So like the first one is the one that we like the most. It's New England style, so it's like more like creamy, right? Like a white, white cream sauce, or sorry, a soup. But there is another one called Manhattan clam chowder, which has a lot of the same ingredients, except instead of cream-based, it's tomato-based.
What?
And so it's got like tomato soup as a base with like all the clam chowder stuff instead of cream. It's a little different. I don't think I've ever actually had Manhattan style clam chowder. So I can't say which one is my favorite. Right. I mean, right now it's New England clam chowder because that's the only one I've ever had. but there's 2 different kinds. Question number 8. Which East Coast state is home to Acadia National Park?
Maine.
Maine is correct. Yeah, absolutely. So Acadia National Park is actually one of the first places like in the United States that you get to see the sunrise.
Oh.
So like when the sun comes up, it's because it's one of the most easternmost points in America, which is kind of cool. Question 9. Which East Coast bridge connects Brooklyn and Manhattan? Both Brooklyn and Manhattan are in New York. Well, part of New York, I should say.
New Jersey?
What bridge connects
them? Brooklyn Bridge.
The Brooklyn Bridge is correct. It opened in 1883, and at that time was the world's longest suspension bridge. We've talked about suspension bridges a couple times on different trivias.
Isn't it the Mackinac Bridge now?
No, the Mackinac Bridge is one of the biggest, but yeah, it's been.
I think it's
surpassed.
Bigger than the Golden Gate.
I think you're right. I think
way
it
bigger.
Is. I think it is. Yeah. Question number 10. Which East Coast island was once the busiest immigrant inspection station in the United States?
Ellis Island.
Ellis Island is correct. So they estimate that between 1892 and 1954, that over 12 million immigrants have entered through Ellis Island. Like, there's so many families in the United States that have their lineages that can trace back to Ellis Island, which is kind of crazy. I had a chance to visit when I went to New York the last time I went. Sometimes you can do the Ellis Island tour when you also tour the
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty, yeah.
Because it's on Ellis Island, right?
Yep. You kind of take a boat and you stop at both of those places. So it's pretty cool.
Well, because see the Statue of Liberty, you're at America.
Yeah, it was kind of like the welcoming statue. Yep, yep. And that's going to do it for our mind move around. Emmett has done fantastic. I think, did you only miss one?
Clam chowder.
The clam chowder one. And no, you got that one right. Bean Town. Yep.
Bean Town.
You missed Bean
Town. That's dumb.
Well, tell that to the people of Boston because I think they kind of like it. All right, folks. But now, two rounds of trivia have passed and now we're down to our last round. And these questions are about to get incredibly difficult. I scoured the internet to find the hardest questions I could find about the East Coast, and here we are. We're about to present them to you, so I want you to roll up your pants, put on your hip waders, get your extra tall socks, double knot your shoes, tie your hair back, put on your protective eyewear, put on the gloves. What? But you can cut the fingers off. You can cut the fingers off the gloves, so that way you're a little more dexterous. But you need to have some protection on, because this round we call
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters.
Oh my goodness. Here. I'm so scared.
You should be. Here we go. Question 11. What famous New Jersey band sang the song Born to Run and is fronted by a singer with the nickname The Boss?
What era was this around?
This is like the 1970s, 1980s.
The Rolling Stones.
That's a great guess. That is a great guess, but not quite. Nope. The answer we are looking for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Yeah, so Bruce Springsteen is a really, really famous rock and roll front man, and he is known as The Boss. But they're famously from New Jersey. And it's funny because they're the E Street Band, because that's a real street in Belmar, New Jersey, which kind of makes sense. Question 12. What famous writer from Baltimore, Maryland created The Raven?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe is correct. And did you know that they named the Baltimore Ravens in his honor?
Yes.
You knew that already?
Well, I didn't know it. I just assumed it.
But kind of makes sense, right? If he's from Baltimore. I actually did not know that until I started researching this, which is kind of fun. I just thought that there was a lot of ravens in Baltimore. Question 13. What event that took place in New York State in 1969 became a symbol of peace, music, and counterculture?
Not the foggiest idea.
It's a really, 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 probably the most famous music festival of all time. You've probably seen posters of it with giant peace signs. No guess?
No.
The answer...
Woodstock Festival.
The answer is Woodstock. Very good. The Woodstock Festival. And it's funny because it didn't actually take place in Woodstock, New York. It's nearby, but it's actually taken place in Bethel, New York, but it was called Woodstock. Very, very, very famous music festival.
The only thing I know it from is from Gravity Falls.
And yet again, it comes back. And what do they talk about in Gravity Falls?
It's the Woodstock Festival, and Stan kind of hates it. Because he doesn't like teenagers, and they're just hippie teenagers roam through the streets.
Oh, that
doesn't like it, so he tries to embrace the fact that it's the most popular music festival of all time. So he tries to embrace that fact and make a big hot air balloon that says, "I heart kids," and it's his face. Then that thing catches on fire, and the H and the R from heart falls off, so it says, "I eat kids."
Oh, cool. Oh boy.
And everyone's like hugging each other and just like, "No."
"I eat kids." Wow. That's pretty dark.
Yeah.
That's funny. Question 14. Which East Coast city's baseball curse ended in 2004?
The Mets?
Not quite. Incorrect. The answer is...
the Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox. Yes. Do you know what curse that is? Do you know what one they're talking about? It's got a name.
No.
The curse of the Bambino. The great Bambino. Yep. So the Red Sox had...
the Sultan of something.
The Sultan of SWAT. Yes.
The King of Crash. The King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout. Shut up, Tommy.
The Red Sox hadn't won the World Series since trading Babe Ruth to the Yankees in 1919. That was, and so in 2004,
Packers.
They broke it. This is, we're talking the baseball.
That's when the Packers were
Oh,
made.
I guess. I guess that. I suppose there's just certain dates. If I would have said 1912, you would have said
Titanic.
That's the year the Titanic sank. But yes, 1919 was the year the Packers were formed as well. All right, question 15. Last question of East Coast trivia. What East Coast landmark did King Kong famously climb?
The Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building is correct. Yes, fantastic. Yeah, that movie was from 1933, and the Empire State Building was already kind of like an iconic building, but it made it like even more famous to see King Kong climbing it and swatting at planes, and he held like a woman in his hand and stuff. It was pretty wild.
I think the Chrysler Building is much cooler.
Maybe. Yeah, I've been in the Empire State Building. It's pretty cool. And that's going to do it for East Coast trivia. Hopefully, those of you that listen out on the East Coast had a good time with this. Maybe we're able to answer some of these questions. And yeah, we would love to hear what you thought. If you have any thoughts, send us a DM over on Facebook or on Instagram at DadLadTrivia. And we're going to actually be continuing our jaunt around the country. We're going to have some Southern trivia. We're going to have some West Coast trivia, and maybe even some like out West trivia, kind of like the Midwest, like the Great Plains states, something like that. So we're going to be kind of moving our way around the country. So if you have any input that you want to give to us, any questions, maybe a good, really good fact that you would love to see a question written about your area that you live, send us a DM over on Facebook or on Instagram at DadLadTrivia. Also, if you enjoy this trivia, please make sure that you send us a review over on whatever app you're listening on. 5 stars if you like it. Maybe leave us a comment, and we get a chance to see all those, and we would love to read those. So if you're liking the trivia, give us a rating. All right, last call for thoughts about East Coast trivia.
Clam chowder.
Yes.
I like it.
I do as well. It is good, good stuff. As always, folks, thank you so much for listening and tuning in each and every single week. We really appreciate it, and we would not do it without the support of our listeners just like you. So thank you so much for always coming back. We hope you have a great rest of your week. And until then, we'll see you later.
Alligators. Let's go, Buffalo.
Let's go, Buffalo.